Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Oh yeah, we sure are. Welcome back to another episode of Blind Level Tech. I am your host, Evan Starnes, and yeah, I'm actually flying solo today. My co-host Kelvin Crosby is honestly, this dude's got a lot on his plate. He's having to move to, I think, Louisiana for production of the See Me Cane and just a whole bunch of stuff. That's really what I know off the top of my head though right now. And yeah, busy. So unfortunately cannot make it today for this episode. But nevertheless, we definitely hope you guys enjoyed that little BLT bite on Be My Eyes. You know, even if you guys have used Be My Eyes before, even if you haven't, you know, we hope it was educational. That's kind of what the if I haven't said this before on the show, that's kind of what BLT bites are going to be. You know, we first started it as a tech tips kind of mini show designed primarily for older adults. And now it's kind of, it's that still, but you know, if we've got a product to talk about, and we really hope you enjoyed this BLT bite. You know, I'm sure, you know, it was a review of Be My Eyes. I'm sure you guys, well, Be My AI in particular, I'm sure, you know, you guys are all used this before, but even if you haven't, you know, it's kind of a great way to really get just familiarized with, you know, with a new or unfamiliar app or device or piece of software. And it's kind of a good way for individuals to get kind of just a preview of what to expect. And that's kind of actually a point that I wanted to bring up, if I haven't brought this up before, about BLT Bytes in particular. You know, they started off originally as kind of like a little mini tech tip series designed primarily for older adults. And, you know, that was great. But now they've kind of evolved to more of like a, you know, if we've got a guest on and they're going to be talking about a product, we'd like to drop like a little quick review of that product before we drop the episode with the guests. And I personally love that format, but yeah, if you guys have any questions or feedback about that particular format, you can always email feedback@aftersight.org or 720-712-8856. Anyway, we've got an old friend of the show on today, and it's been a while since we've had him on, but yeah, Joe Weber, welcome to Blind Level Tech. It's good to have you back on here.
Thanks, Evan. Great to be here.
Absolutely. So, yeah, last time we were on, we had a whole episode on Be My AI and just the amazing things that this service is capable of. And you know, last time we talked, you know, you talked about how we'd gotten it up to ChatGPT-4 and just kind of the ways you were integrating AI into that service. But yeah, it's been a while. So what, how has things been at Be My Eyes, and you know, what's new?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Evan. Well, the biggest thing that's new when it comes to Be My AI, more than anything, is just the frequency of usage. And actually yesterday, our CEO posted in our Slack channel, just kind of noting that as of yesterday, we finally hit a mark where there were about 86,000 interactions on Be My AI in one day.
Woo!
Which means that's over one AI query, whether that's uploading a photo or having a chat with the GPT function that's built into the Be My Eyes app more than one every second in a 24-hour period. So just growth of the usage of the platform, I think, has been the most encouraging thing. And I think since we spoke as well, also the adoption of this tool specifically by our brand and support providers. So I don't know if you talked about it in that BLT section, but with Be My Eyes, you can reach out to volunteers. You can use the AI tool totally for free, but you can also talk to trained customer service representatives specifically from brands that offer support on our platform. So if you need help, let's say with a Microsoft product, through the app, you are actually speaking to a Microsoft representative. That's the difference about Be My Eyes compared to some other assistive technology services. So these aren't Be My Eyes employees answering calls. It's actually representatives from that company. And that's actually the Be My Eyes business model. If you were curious why this app is free, is getting money from companies to offer this service. And I, in my opinion, put their money where their mouth is when it comes to accessibility and inclusion. So all that to be said, both Microsoft and now a product from Unilever are using the AI tool on the front end for their own interactions. So what that means is, let me give you some context.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Microsoft gets over like multiple thousands of calls a month from users on our platform, mostly because they've been a partner with us since 2018. But also because we all use Microsoft products all the time.
Yep.
And they've been great about promoting the service. They're really easy to work with. So people like calling them for support through the app. Because of that, we actually have quite a bit of data about how long calls usually take when someone calls in to get help with Microsoft and speaks to a live agent, uses Be My Eyes as you would, showing the rear-facing camera of their screen. And what we found is before we implemented the AI tool, it was taking about 12 to 15 minutes for an interaction with that live agent. Now, usually that's because they're doing something a little complicated, lots of configuration with JAWS, screen readers, things like that. But now with Be My AI, uploading a picture to the platform first, and again, you do this on the Microsoft profile. So this AI prompt that you receive, it's still Be My AI, it's still GPT-4, but we've actually told this prompt to act as a Microsoft agent. So we do a little bit of planning with the AI to say, okay, now you are reaching out on and providing support on behalf of Microsoft, not just for general support. Here's the things you can help with. And of course, we were working very closely with the Microsoft accessibility team, with our beta testers to validate the use cases that happen. And so with that, what we've been able to do is cut the amount of time it takes to resolve those issues into a third. So usually about 4 minutes on an interaction with Be My AI to resolve something versus 12 minutes on a live call. So AI is getting better, and being able to work with OpenAI allows us to always use their latest and greatest features that are coming with GPT. So I would say if you're an AI nerd and kind of tracking what's going on in the industry, at least particularly with OpenAI right now, and we can get into a little bit about GPT-4.0, their newest model that's coming out and what that means for us and our community. But you can imagine we're also seeing about how we can implement those new factors into our version of Be My AI.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I am an AI nerd. I definitely do consider myself one. And I will say, yeah, let's just talk about GPT-4.0 because it's mm-hmm. gotten quite impressive, really. Just an example for me, at least using just the ChatGPT app, you know, I love that it has that voice mode where you can kind of just talk to it and ask it questions in real time. And it used to take like 30 seconds to respond. And now it's gotten even like it gets back to me within like 4 or 5 seconds. And I have a feeling too that that responsiveness is going to also tie in really well to Be My AI. Are you guys using ChatGPT 4.0 now, or are you still using 4?
The app itself, what is publicly available, is still 4, but the next rollout will be 4.0 into the app. So for those who don't know, right now with Be My AI, you still have to take a photo and upload that photo to the platform.
Yes.
And actually, you can take a photo live, but also what you can do, if you're on a website or you're just scrolling through existing photos you have, if you click the share button on your smartphone, at least with iPhone, and you scroll down of the share options, automatically built into your phone will be a describe with Be My AI option. So a great example of that is if you happen to be, let's say, scrolling Instagram, for example, and you're looking for a description of a photo, you could screenshot that, immediately ask to share the photo, and it'll be described by Be My AI, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
A share GPT sheet, yes. 4.0 is basically the first iteration of OpenAI's, the closest thing we have to live and real-time description. So now if I'm pointing my phone around, instead of taking a photo and having it described in usually a little less than 10 seconds is what it takes on Be My AI, it's automatically described pretty much. And the lag time is so... And right now you can download this feature in I think in beta, we have access. I'm not sure if everyone does on the actual just GPT app. But with everything we've done with OpenAI, the idea is this will be built into our platform. So just by having a Be My Eyes account, which again is totally free, you will be able to take advantage of this new version of the service. We hope that will take place this year.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. I'm actually really excited to play with that. Honestly, okay, so let's just, the cat's out of the bag. You kind of alluded to actually a question that I wanted to ask just kind of about Be My AI and its feature set. Yeah, the whole being able to have an AI live recognize what it sees in real time around you is already, in my opinion, mind-blowing. Do you think, too, it'd be possible to add it for, like, existing video, too? Like, you know, I could just go, like, upload a video from my camera roll, you know, from a vacation or whatever, and then have that AI describe it to me.
I certainly don't see why not. I can't imagine that OpenAI isn't close to being able to do that
right
really soon. And for me, and really for the organization, I think with any feature, whether it's the live description of GPT 4.0 or, I mean, like you alluded to, basically like changing what is audio description and how it occurs in real time.
Right.
The reason OpenAI works with us and is so gracious in allowing us to play with things before they're live, and more importantly, allowing us to be able to continue to provide the service totally for free through our app is the feedback and scale of feedback that our community can provide.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, again, 80,000 interactions in one day from people who are in absolute need of the accuracy of those descriptions. From a data standpoint, I can't imagine a more powerful group and community to engage with.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's the case, whether it's the automatic description of videos, I imagine it's going to have a place in Be My Eyes. And what that looks like and how it works and how we're able to store all that data and manage it, that's going to be the fun challenge. But as long as people are using our app, I believe that we're the right folks to test those things with.
Well, yeah, you guys have become pretty much the industry standard now. Every time at least from my observations, every time I hear people on YouTube talking about, you know, image recognition, everybody's just like, it's like when people use Googling it, you know, but except Be My AI-ing it pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be pretty cool for sure. Now, being an AI nerd, I do need to know, are you guys planning to solely stick with OpenAI's AI model, or have you guys thought about maybe experimenting with some other ones like Claude or Llama or some of those other ones that are out there?
Yeah, I mean, look, we love working with OpenAI, and we hope right. that it can continue to be the relationship, but our value to OpenAI is the community we manage, and they are the guiding light. Mm-hmm. And so we're constantly having conversations and hopefully working in tandem with a lot of these companies. I mean, look, for example, Microsoft builds Seeing AI, which is a great product. But when Microsoft, like I mentioned, is using OpenAI's platform in partnership with us for their disability answer desk to answer Be My Eyes calls. And why did they do that? Is because we made the case that this was the best service for blind and low vision customers of Microsoft. So Absolutely. If they're making that decision, we can make that decision too. And it's not to say we're shopping for what's the latest and greatest. Like, we want to work in the parameters of the people who have worked with us, but our moat of an organization, and by moat, I mean what protects us and what differentiates us, is the trust our users have in our platform and doing it through the Be My Eyes app. So a long-winded way to say, maybe one day it is Llama that we're running on our platform, or some other combination or acquisition that happens in the space, which is probably going to change really quickly. So right now it's OpenAI, but it's Be My AI. And that's what's going to stay the same.
That's awesome. Well, and there's actually one more. Speaking of Microsoft, there's one more big update, at least from my experience, that you guys really put out when it comes to Be My Eyes in general. And that is actually the fact that it is now available for Windows. And can we talk a little bit about that? Because that's a thing as of, at least when I heard about it, it's this year. Maybe I was just under a rock though. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now there is a Windows desktop version specifically of Be My AI. And so this is just our first foray into how we can offer description for everything, not just through the rear-facing camera of right. your phone. And for the more the tech nerds out there, you know, you can imagine that the reason you might ask, you know, why can't on Be My Eyes, why can't someone, you know, screen share to my phone and just look at what I'm looking at on my phone, you know, to help, which you know would be helpful. You have to imagine, though, like, you know, when it comes to security and permissions needed to do that, it actually gets pretty tricky. And more than tricky, it also gets very expensive to try to facilitate interactions. And part of the reason we're able to move so fluidly as a company is the way we are protecting, and by protecting, basically, in many cases, not storing interactions between a lot of the companies that offer services on our app. And so what I mean by that is, Evan, if you call into Microsoft for support, an agent is going to see through your rear-facing camera. They're going to help you. They're probably taking notes on their own platform to identify what you were helping with. But that actual video interaction that takes place, it isn't saved. And why that's a good thing is it just means that your private information isn't sitting on a server somewhere. And then frankly, Be My Eyes doesn't have to pay to have that on a server. Now, that being said, we are storing calls related to just the general Be My AI and volunteer interactions. So if someone has an issue or says, you know, someone acted inappropriately, we can go back and review that. So we are storing those calls in that way. But I don't know if you also saw, we kind of provided an update recently about how we're going to be using data, really just when it comes to training the AI models in partnership with Microsoft and with OpenAI. But we are being very, very, you know, one, cautious and two, ethical about how we are using that data to one, to train a service that makes it better and not for any other nefarious purposes. So anyway, another long-winded way to say, with the Be My Eyes desktop version, this is our first foray into being able to use Be My Eyes a little more personally. So what it's essentially doing is using the same AI tool, but instead of through a rear-facing camera, it's using it on your desktop. And so for right now, it does have to be a Windows desktop. But I mean, to me at this point, now that's almost kind of an additional layer or measure of assistance above a screen reader. Maybe you're not someone who uses a screen reader in general, so it's your first time kind of using accessible tech as a layer. But again, we haven't used it in the enterprise yet, and it's certainly not any kind of accessibility overlay or any things like that. It's just an experiment to be able to use Be My Eyes in different places on your technology, not just your phone.
Absolutely. And if I might talk about my experience using it a little bit, actually, because I got it. I actually heard about it from a nice, lovely little review by Sam with The Blind Life. If you haven't checked that channel out, by the way, you are totally missing out. But I downloaded it a couple of months ago, and it's exactly what you'd expect from Be My AI. You can take screenshots of the current screen that you're in. You can upload photos. And you can ask it, follow-up questions. And what I really liked about it was I've gotten emails before with pictures, just pasted in them. And they might be pictures from like an event, like our hike or whatever. And I can now just open the Be My AI app, hover over that graphic with my screen reader cursor, and then just hit the keyboard command to take a screenshot, and literally within 10 seconds, you get the comprehensive description of that screenshot, and you could just ask questions. Even describing it, as a blind user, I've always used a screen reader. When I'm trying to help sighted individuals with their tech, particularly Audacity on the computer, people, I work a lot with it and help a lot of people with it. I don't know where certain icons are, so I can't just say to somebody, click the microphone icon at the bottom right corner, because to me, that the way I explore a screen, it's just different. So I can find I can now just take a screenshot of that program and ask the AI, where is said icon and what does it look like? And it's also just made it easier to do tech support, which is kind of just another unseen benefit. So personally, I think to make a long-winded rant short and concise, thank you guys over there for making that a thing. It's a great little program, and I'd highly recommend it. And we will do a BLT Byte on Be My AI for Windows shortly. But yeah, thank you guys for making it possible.
Of course, and I'm glad you've enjoyed it. And just another example is what you could do. Let's say you're jumping on a Zoom call or a video call. You can display your camera, and then it's going to go. You can use the AI tool to have it describe how you look on screen before you join that call.
That's huge.
Yeah, and just another efficient tool. And this is not for the desktop version, but just the phone. But just a most recent anecdote. I think the power of it is when I was in New York. With a colleague of mine who is totally blind, and she's been blind her entire life, fully. We were getting ready to present, and a person from the company we were presenting to sent me a photo of the room that we were going to present in. And I sent this photo to my colleague without any context. I just sent her a photo. She's 100% blind, and what does she do? She clicks, like I said, highlights the photo, asks to share the photo, goes down to describe by Be My Eyes, and it describes the room for her. And then so she gets to respond back and say, okay, cool. It sounds like we should do it like the X, Y, and Z based on the size of this room.
That's incredible.
And it was just cool that I didn't have to even say anything either. Like I just got to send her photos, and throughout the weekend I was sending her photos of different things just without even having to provide any context at all, because I knew she was going to upload it to Be My AI. And it sounds simple, but I think that's,
it's incredible.
It was a pretty powerful experience.
It really is a good way to foster inclusivity for sure. Now, before we really wrap up this episode, do you guys, see yourselves integrating, so you have Be My AI for Windows. Do you guys see it being integrated potentially into other things besides the old smartphone or computer, like smart glasses or other things like that?
Yeah, I think wearables is the next move, and who that's going to be with. In the same way that we made that decision with OpenAI, it could be anyone, and it's by that I mean it's going to be the company that is already working on the easiest to wear, the most sleek, the best, most efficient product when it comes to a tech wearable. And that probably looks like some type of glasses product, which have existed in the past and continue to change across a few different vendors.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So the company most willing to put the community in the room while it's being built is the one we are going to most likely work with. And I am very confident that in the very short term, we're going to have some updates related to how we think that that future of wearables works in tandem with both Be My AI and the live video service. So again, Be My Eyes is about the community we've created. It's not about the specific tech we use to enable it. And as long as that's the case, it's going to fit really well with this new generation of accessibility tools, which includes wearables.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show. And I really do want to say I respect Be My Eyes as a company and appreciate your understanding of privacy, really, because that's what it comes down to. I think with the whole AI boom the way it is, a lot of people are concerned, you know, is my personal data being used to train AI models or whatever it might be? So, we really do appreciate you guys for being so upfront and transparent about that. Now,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we do have new terms, and so you've probably received some communication about those terms. I will say our CEO has been reading every single response folks have had to that, which I am encouraged to say is overwhelmingly positive. And I'll send you a link to that if you want to include it in the episode, just so everyone's clear. Mm-hmm. You know, but the bottom line is the data we are using now, again, is for such a specific and I think valuable and ethical charter, which is to make these models better and more efficient for helping folks who are blind and low vision. And remember, the data that we are taking, even when you sign up for Be My Eyes, it's just your email. And, you know, we're asking your name, we're asking the language we speak, and we know what country you're in. We're not asking you to identify what any kind of, you know, condition or how you even define your blindness or vision in general. It's still a tool for everyone, and it's just to make the service better. But if you have feedback, we're a small team and we hear everything and we see it all. So please reach out to us.
Absolutely. And really, this is all just to make the world a better and more inclusive place for everybody. So yeah, you guys, incredible work you guys are doing over there. And another incredible thing that we're going to do on BLT actually is going to be
the sandwich of the week.
Last week, I was with a couple colleagues, Penn and Michael, because we are going to go check out this venue where we're going to have the Shine Music Fest, which has already happened as of the release of this episode. But afterwards, we went to this really good place called My Friend's Bar. And the name is pretty funny. But it's a cute little like wine place. You know, they got like couches all over the place, and they had some really good food. Now, I didn't get a sandwich, but I'm gonna kind of flub it again, as I'm known for on this show. I got a wrap. That was really good. It was a bacon, chicken, and ranch wrap, or chicken, bacon, ranch wrap. That's the proper order. So, yeah, it was like a cold, you know, nothing spicy about it or nothing hot about it, but it was delicious, you know, delicious, simple, and healthy. So, yeah, my sandwich of the week is a chicken, bacon, ranch wrap. Now, Joe, do you got a sandwich of the week?
I mean, I was in New York, and I'm trying to think of the best sandwich I had while I was there. My sandwich of the week is actually going to be the chicken salad sandwich that my girlfriend made me yesterday when we got home. Shout out to King Supers off of Sheridan here in Denver.
Yes.
Yeah, she's a really good cook. So I'm going with the chicken salad sandwich, Evan. That's my sandwich of the week.
Shout out to King Supers and your GF. Gotta love. Yeah, King Supers is the best, honestly, for any of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Joe. And it was, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on, and it's a pleasure to have you as a friend of BLT and of Aftersight. So yeah, just like to extend my gratitude for sure.
The feeling's mutual, and more great updates to come. So let's try to get on again soon with what's going to be new.
Super excited. Well, thank you all so much for joining us for another episode of Blind Level Tech. Kevin, missed you, buddy. It'll be good to have you back on next week. And yeah, stay tuned for more BLT episodes. Of course, you know what to do. Like I said, if you got questions or feedback, feedback@aftersight.org or 720-712-8856. As far as anything coming down the pipe from Aftersight, so the Shine Fest was a great, it was a great time, honestly. And I kind of surprised myself with Evan on the go. But yeah, that was a good time. We have the Beyond 2020 art show, though, that will be coming up pretty soon here within the next like couple months. So we'll give you as that comes up, we'll give you more details on the dates and all of that. In any event, I am your host, Evan Starnes, and my co-host is not here at the moment, but that's okay. So with that being said, don't forget to plug in your devices.